like show business. I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is It's Movie Time, Hope Time Travel, okay? From Jules Verne through the hot tub. So now you have blockbuster film X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Does the time travel work?
You know, I suppose scientifically, no, not really. But, you know, it opens with the little portals, right, that the one girl throws a portal and they jump through, then it's 5 seconds earlier or it's another room or whatever's going on. I think that they managed to confuse you so much in the opening segments that you're like, all right, whatever. All right, where's Michael Fassbender? Bring him on.
It is true. There's a reference to Metropolis at the beginning, which I just loved.
Well, and then right away, there's a reference to Terminator immediately.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I think that they do a nice job of, I mean, they bring, I think, more tongue-in-cheek humor into this episode than they have in most of the previous episodes, which is, you know, it's fun. Once they're back in 1973, it's fun.
Yes.
You know, the music is fun, and then they make some funny comments like, I don't know karate, but I know crazy. I laughed so hard when he said that.
If for our audience, they have to go into the past in order to stop the creation of the Sentinels.
Right. They're already, I assume, in the future. So we're not, it doesn't open at present day. It opens into, I would say, the near future. And Sentinels are giant machines that can kill mutants and can take on mutant powers to kill mutants. So if they're fighting the guy who shoots ice, all of a sudden they can also shoot ice and things like that. So they have to use Ellen Page to send Wolverine.
As a little scientist, right. She's so cute. What's her name? Kitty Pryde? They don't even tell you that.
They don't. Well, she's in previous episodes, so you're supposed to know.
Oh, okay.
But it's been a couple of episodes since we've seen her because she wasn't in the last one.
She just doesn't fit.
She doesn't at all. She doesn't at all. She sends Wolverine in 1973 so that he can bring Eric and Charles Xavier together so that they can convince Jennifer Lawrence not to kill the guy from Game of Thrones.
No. Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage. Who's great. He's great in all things. I love Peter Dinklage. I really think he is.
So understated.
Yeah.
Lawrence kind of, she's all blue, isn't she?
She plays Mystique.
Yeah,
who
Mystique.
Is, FYI, coolest X-Men ever. She's the coolest, and this movie proves it, because she can be any of the other X-Men and also be Mystique. Peter Dinklage's character wants her DNA so that he can create the Sentinels to do just that. Nobody at the time in 1973, right, the end of Vietnam, nobody cares about the mutants. Nobody's worried about the mutants except Peter Dinklage's character. What we know is that Mystique shoots him, and then the world sees the mutants as a threat, but also Mystique then goes down the path of dark. And we know that she's a baddie, but we liked her so much in the last one when it was Jennifer Lawrence and she was so adorable and fun that I think they wanted to change the trajectory of that character and make her maybe not bad.
You are such a geek.
I am. I am. I'm about as nerdy as you can be.
I especially liked the younger Professor X.
Yes.
And Magneto. I thought, and played by James McAvoy.
And the always magnificent Michael Fassbender.
Right.
No, I agree. The X-Men series really, really petered out. And then all of a sudden, they came up with this great idea. Let's just set it in 1963. Let's see how it all happened in the beginning. You know, and of course, they took the historical context, which was hilarious that it was the Cuban Missile Crisis that was really actually about X-Men. I love that they did that.
Well, Magneto's but in 100 floors down in the Pentagon because he killed JFK.
Casting was phenomenal.
Yes. Don't you think Quicksilver is pretty good?
It is pretty cool, but really, if you think about it, all he does is move quickly.
I know.
He does a lot with it.
I thought you were going to say that.
But this is that summer blockbuster, fun popcorn muncher that you want to go see.
I am going to award a B. Now, Hope Madden, this is X-Men Days of Future Past. Your grade is?
It's a B. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I know that we hate that we always
match. I know.
But it is. There are flaws to the film, of course. You can't go over an A. But as a summer blockbuster goes, I mean, it's a fun, fun way to spend your time.
You bet. Hope, I'm looking forward, of course, to being with you again. I always do. And maybe then we can take our scissor-like hands and lacerate a weaker movie than this, because we always have a good time.
That's true.
With the weak movies.
Or we need to find one where we have just varying opinions. That would be fun.
You wouldn't. We'll have to search for that. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.